Kadouri on the left side.
Most special.
Big tzaddik. Used to go always to Shmuel HaNavi.
Yeah.
When he used to climb up there, and it wasn't so easy to get there.
I'm sorry, who's this?
Rabbi Yosef Dayan.
And what period was he in?
He was there a few years ago, right? 10 years ago? How many years ago?
No,
20 years ago. 23 years ago.
About the same time that,
where's his cabaret?
Near Rav Kadouri.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And where's that?
Har Melukot.
Rav Kadouri.
In Givat Yoav.
Below Rabbi Yagev.
He put this together, all kinds of prayers to say on Kibbutz Tzaddikim, which Tehillim to say, which stuff to say.
Yeah. He pretended he was illiterate.
No, he's a
witness. But he was a genius.
Big tzaddik.
Yeah.
It was a hidden tzaddik. No one knew it.
No.
This is just prayers that he put together.
Special prayers that he put together.
Right, put together. He said this, say that.
Yeah. The most of it. Once he was at the hotel, and we meet some people, and he said, "We're going to Meron to the Rashi soon. You want to come with us? Get a ride." "No, no, I have to finish some blues that he's here. I'll get there." By the time we got there with a car, he was there already. Figure it out.
By several hours.
Another nine. There's a couple of the fathers of the tribes, of our 12 tribes, are buried in southern Lebanon.
Naphtali, another.
Naphtali and Ephraim, I think.
Naphtali is
it. So, and there was a time when you could go into southern Lebanon legally. And people go there to pray at the carriers of the fathers of tribes. But because there were times when the line was very long, border checks, and there were people for business, and this and that, and the other thing, sitting an hour waiting for it, and all of a sudden, the border police car comes up, says, "What are you waiting for? We'll bring you forward." Yeah. Figure it out.
Big study.
He passed away Friday afternoon.
Yeah, you remember?
He said earlier in the day, he told, "Make preparations, this and that, the other thing. This Shabbat, you'll have to do without me, because I'm doing Kabbalat Shabbat in Shemaim." He was buried about an hour before Skiyat.
That's you. Where they should learn well, they're bombing Be'er Sheva. There are a few rockets.
Still? Today again?
Today, this morning.
Okay.
Okay, where are they bomb?
Be'er Sheva. They're shooting a Be'er Sheva in the Tivot. It's tough. Hashem Elokim.
Is it?
Let's learn.
We were just down there
a while ago with the...
Klalim ve'ofanei isur ve'eter ba'astiyat melacha. We're going to learn that laws and Shemitah. How do you do the malachot? Which malachot? How can you do which malachot? And which malachot you can do, and how don't you do them? Okay. כבר קבעו חזר. So חזר, נראה את הרמב"ם brings down, כי המלאכות האסורות מהתורה אין היתר להשטן אפילו לעוף מלקיום הים והצמח או האדמה, פרט להפסד מרובה. The melachos which are also from the Torah to do, which we mentioned yesterday, which were, you can't sow, you can't prune, harvest, and harvest the grapes.
Can't fertilize.
That's not the right thing.
Plant
and plow, which is a safek de'oraita, all these things, right? You can't do that even if the plant's gonna die, unless it's a safek, it's a hefsed merube, it's not one tree, you have a whole orchard. But if you won't prune them, they're all gonna die, there's a disease now that's attacking them and it's gonna die, so then you'll be able to do it. Okay? But otherwise, a soup.
You're telling me that fruits and vegetables, is that correct?
Fruits.
Just fruits.
Trees.
So the flowers are okay, no
problem
with flowers.
No, you can't work the land.
Can't even put flowers in.
Not put them.
And,
the land has the rest.
What are the
fires also?
Huh?
What if there's a forest fire because of our...
What's the problem?
Fires.
What about fires?
You're not watering anything, you're just putting it on a fire.
Put it on a fire.
Yeah. No. You're not working the land,
You're trying to protect the trees from the fire.
No, you don't protect the trees. You protect people from the fire.
You're putting out the fire. So
and by, yeah, you're allowed to put out fire. So, yeah, but things which are also from the Rabbanan, right? Things which are also the Rabbanan, or derivatives of what we just said, of these six, you're allowed to do them, okay? If it's just to keep the plant alive, but not to improve the plant.
Just to keep it alive.
Let's say you want to prune it so it grows bigger and nicer. Astol, mm-hmm. You're not allowed. You have to leave it the way it is.
You often do with olive trees that we prune.
Right. Or by a kramim, vines. Mm-hmm. That's what they do. They prune them all the way. The Gemara says till the top of the stem. They just leave the stem. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The
line between those two. What you can do, what you can't do.
You could do it all. Things which don't like that, you can't do it all unless it's a hefsek milvah. To keep the plant alive. Things which are abundant, you're allowed to keep the plant alive. If it's to improve the plant, that's all. Say that? The makom sheyesh safek et ha'im ha'melacha yekiyum la'ashvacha, ikar la'ker. If it's a safek, you're not sure if it's... It might also help the growth, but it might just keep it alive. Then you're allowed to do it. Because the fact the Rabbanan lekula, it's the Rabbanan lekula, you're allowed to do it.
What's a prune tree? Mm-hmm. Just a second. To hear it, you have to cut down to...
So then you have to do it. You're allowed to do it. It's a healing.
What about trees that are not prune trees? Even also?
Exactly. Let's go through the book. I don't know anything. I'm just learning with you guys. I'm just reading the book. Melachot deoraita, asurot, afilu bekol. We said already if it's deoraita thing, the deoraita thing, even if it's a hefsed, you don't do it unless it's a hefsed merube. It's a big loss. Only then you're allowed to do them. But if it's a little bit of a loss, no, you're not allowed to do it. But the Rabbanon, even... A little bit of law is that you're allowed to do them. There's a kula regarding ha'avakat tamarim. What's ha'avakat tamarim? Dates. It's not like other trees. You have to take something from the male tree and do it like that to the
pollinate.
To the female tree, and only then the avkanim, I don't know what you call it. It's the seed basically.
The buds.
They become fruits afterwards on the other tree.
There's male flowers and female flowers. The male flowers give pollen, and female plants collect the pollen to make the fruit. So with the palm tree, you have to pollinate the tree.
That's okay.
The shinui.
The shinui,
yeah. Not the regular way they're used to. It's
but
a kula.
Don't
yeah.
they have bees to do that?
Or you have them fine, or not enough. Especially these are the bees dying left and right. All over the world.
If there's. There's a damage that can happen to the tree. And not a serious damage. You'll be able to fix it after Shemitah, you can't fix it in Shemitah. If it's a damage, if you wait till after Shemitah, it'll be destroyed, the tree. Of course, you'll have to fix it in Shemitah, like you said, about the sick tree. You'll wait too long, you won't have a tree to fix. And you'll have to do it on the Shemitah also. Okay. Also, you're allowed to do things for the land. There's certain things that can happen in the land that will destroy the land. It won't be able to grow again. I don't know what, because I'm not a farmer. Then, you're allowed to do them during the Shemitah year. But if things are... No, you can do them also after the Shemitah year. You can't do the Shemitah year. No idea what. I don't know.
A flood.
Prevent erosion.
Yet there's a flood.
Mm-hmm. Flood, yeah.
You'll be able to... You can sandbag...
Things that you can't do in Shemitah, You can do it also, let's say you press a button and it happens automatically. For example, watering in a certain way. I mean, the machine harvesting, but if you press a button, it does work.
That's so grammar machines now.
What do you
have? Grammar machine.
Grammar machine?
Yeah. Now they have farming machines that are specially developed. You push the button, it activates the machine, it activates the machine.
That's so
machine. They have heads away for that because they're not doing it directly, it's a grammar.
אסור ליהודי לעבוד בגלל מיטב סדר של גוי. A Jew cannot work in the farm of a goy and shmita. If it's in the Israel, he can't work in the farm of a goy. What do you say?
He did that because there are farms here that agreed to do that for shmita but wouldn't do it for a total shmita. So it was something that he did the grammar.
So now we're going to go through.
Sorry.
We said there's six malachas. Six? Yeah, malachas d'oraisa. We're going to go through each one and explain how it's practical for each one, for his house, for his garden, etc. First thing, the one is sowing. What's considered sowing? First of all, it's asur to sow in the seventh year, right? Put the seeds in the ground in the seventh year. In the time when there's a yod, there's the raisa, now it's the rabbanon, but it's asur. Kol minei zraim ve'yerakot. Any types of seeds, vegetables, you're not allowed to plant, to put the seeds in the ground on the Shemitah year. If it was the Beis Hamikdash and it was Yerevah, it's Doraisa. Now it's all the Rabbanon. Bet. Isu Zera'a, Afilu B'Zera'a Kol She'i. Even one seed you can't put in the ground. Not even one seed. Okay? Kol Shu, even one seed. Gimel. Zera'a Yafilu B'Afanei Abayim. Sowing is also in these kind of, even if you're not covering with soil, you're just putting the seeds, throwing them on the ground, that's what they used to see the last time. Just throw it on the ground, that's still the Dilan Shemitah. Even if you're sowing in order to uproot, asu. I don't know why we won't do that, but whatever, asu. Even if you're sowing, not in order to grow fruit. You just want to check how the ground reacts to this thing. Asu. Even a machine sowing can't sow it. Even a goy is sowing in your field. Asu. The land has to rest. The land has to rest. Period. So.
Fallow.
Fallow? That's what it's called? The Shemitah?
Fallow,
yeah.
Fallow.
A-double-L-O-W.
Follow.
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 Follow, follow. Okay.
Then how can they tax over a farm to a farmer, have him sign saying he's selling his land to an Arab, and still work his land during Shemitah?
So we're going to see all the how what they do exactly, how they do it, and how it works, okay? Right now we're just learning the law. We have a whole year from now until next Rosh Hashanah, Tavshin Ayin Vav, we're going to learn, I don't know if we're going to learn the whole time this, but we have until then to learn all the laws. We have even more than that we have to know. It starts from Tu B'Av, like we said. The laws begin Tu B'Av, and they end, you know when? Could be end only 5 years also. Why? There's grape juice a lot of times, there's wine a lot of times, mm-hmm. There's a mechira,
olives. Yeah.
Olives. Yeah. Etrogim, yeah. Exactly, all these things. The laws continue, so we have to learn. I'm learning slowly, each detail. That's why I got this book, so we go through it. I'm very happy I'm doing it. I never learned the Allah so thoroughly, did everything. Tatashem? As much as Hashem permits us to do. Beautiful. Okay, now, fine. No, I don't know if anyone here has a field at home. He has a field in the field. But people have gardens.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Garden we do have. A lot of times we have a garden. Whatever person has, you can plant your horse and your goats if you want. Zriya b'bayit, sowing at home. Yesh mekilim yizra b'toch bayit. What does that mean, b'toch bayit? Not
potted plants inside the house.
Exactly. Not on the ground. B'fad b'shnad an esh d'rabanan. Hakar l'chay l'akir. L'maisa, even in the house, a person should not be mekil to sow. On shmita. It could be lenient, but you shouldn't sow on the shmita. That's talking about right now, not padded. Now, padded, there's someone in his house. He has a middle garden. Okay? Now, pots. What about atzitz? A pot that's in the house. There's all kinds of shittas. The maaser, he's machmir. Aveliyahu is machmir of this. Okay? The atzitz nakuv b'toch bayit. Okay, it's like, the shenu nakuv b'toch bayit. If it's atzitz nakuv means
with a
hole on the bottom.
Perforated.
What is it called?
Perforated.
Why? Because it says once you put it down, what happened? It's also so nourishing from the ground. Then it should be machmir on that. But if it's not, if it's a pot which it was a, it could be pot. Having a hole, but there's a floor. There's a floor between. There's no soil on the bottom. Floor, or you have the dish. Like it collects the water when it comes down, then it can be make up. You could still, you could grow you can grow things over there.
Tomatoes,
cucumbers, and buy up. In the house, in a not, what's it called?
Perforated.
Not perforated pots. Is that right? Perforated?
Perforated.
Say 10 times fast, perforated pots.
So a standard pot with a hole in it is perfectly fine
not nourishing for the ground, not connected to the ground. Okay. So what they do a lot of times, they put sheets of plastic on the floor or whatever they put on the floor, and then they put pots on them. It could be outside even. Pots all over them, and then they can grow whatever you want during Shemitah year. Because you're not working the land.
Right.
You're working your pots.
You're working your plastic.
You're working your plastic up.
You got to sell it and everything?
Ma?
You got to sell the stuff and everything?
Yeah. There's no Kedusha Shvi'is. It's not produce of Israel land.
You're making a pot.
Yes.
There is a whole industry of potted agriculture. Like miniature dwarf.
Listen,
oranges.
all the Gush Katif pottings, the way they do it, you know how they grow it a lot of times? I saw it. It's on a line.
Mm-hmm.
On a line,
yeah.
Up in the air.
Right.
That's not Gush HaShviz.
Hydroponics,
exactly.
It's drip irrigation.
And
they don't even use dirt in there. It's actually coconut husks.
Really?
Either coconut husks.
Why? Because it's better for the bugs or something? Or they don't
no, care? Because they don't even want to have the issue of having anything that related to soil. So it's either coconut husks or else fibrous minerals. Like
coconut husks don't have on the ground?
The chatchila, you should grow them in a closed place. But even if it's not a closed place, Mika Adin, it's fine 100%. Just why is it not good to do it not in a closed place?
Because
it looks like you're planting. That doesn't look good.
Mali dying,
yeah. So therefore, it's better to go in a closed place. All these Gush Katif places, of course, they do it in a closed place. They have also, at least in the Chasalat, they have a special machine. It's a suction machine. It works on both sides of the big place, a huge place. It sucks all the time. Why? The bugs which grow. They don't even have the opportunity to get close to the vegetable and they suck them already away.
Is there a special kind of plastic to use?
I don't know. Anything that disconnects you from the floor.
Why not?
From the ground. Or if it's in the air. In the air, that's okay. Foto.
So are you saying these Gush Katif stuff that they're growing during Shemitah, you could buy and then without the Gush
Katif? Without the Gush Katif. It will say on it. So you can have the Badat Tachshir with the... Now, gidulei maim, hydroponic, which grows on water, is not called hydroponic. It's called hydroponic on water.
Yeah. Well, there's two different types. One is where it's literally soaked, where it's floating on water, such as
yeah, no earth, no ground, no soil. Right. They grow that also.
Soil.
And by yeah. Tali zwa begidulei maim. En baya. You're allowed to do that 100%. An shmita. Kibbalini and en baya. You can do that. You can grow. I have a friend here. They grow. He lives in Itamar. They grow chasa. Lettuce and water. No bugs.
Hydroponic is called.
Yeah.
No lettuce
and what? And water. With no soil. They put minerals in the water. On the floor. And they have floaters, Kyle.
Yeah. What?
They're floaters.
Floating. Yeah.
Floating stuff. It sucks up the water, and that's how they grow.
Does that have an Adama blessing or not?
It's machloket.
Right.
The Maizka, I think Rav Avadia says that we make Adama on it because you don't know the difference between
right.
the two.
Right.
We spoke about this here once.
I'm not exactly the same.
Yeah, you don't see the difference. Interesting, huh? But I wonder if you do know,
a
person like it grows.
The sprouts, you don't make it on the
mountain. Yeah,
sprouts are also the same growth.
It's true.
Can you grow anything hydroponically?
I don't know.
No.
I'm not sure trees you could do with
it.
Vegetables.
Not trees, not fruits.
Yeah.
You can't grow corn?
No.
Not a vegetable, it's a good glue.
What you would grow for corn would be drip irrigation through. Using either a coconut husk or the mineral fiber to hold it in, you would still get.
Yaakov.
I'm not talking about the other major industry in California.
Fine, that's the malacha d'oraita we said. Now, what are the derivatives of sewing? We said sewing, right? What are the derivatives of the sewing? Kol melacha shemetiva letzmicha, which are the rabbanon now. Yeah, the derivatives of the rabbanon again. Every melacha, which metiva latzmicha, it helps the growth of the plant, or it helps the fruit become better. For example, more water than needed, or hashmadat hasaveh, is growing also other things that you don't want to be growing in the ground next to it.
Weeds,
take them out. Or there's too much. There's too much branches. You want to take off some of them. Pruning, right? Ristus, spraying, fertilizing. Yeshuv etmichot. You want to put a stick in the tire so it doesn't fall down. For example, for like the tomatoes, you have to do that.
Yeah.
Because they're very weak. The stems. Not only tomatoes, also other things.
Grapes,
chatzilim, all the things.
These things are forbidden.
The rabbanon forbidden. We'll see. Yeah, the rabbanon. That's it. Yeah. Again, we learned that anything which is the rabbanon, you can do it in a way that will make it grow better, make the fruits grow better. But you could do it in a way that will keep it alive. For example, we'll see now.
You can enhance it.
Exactly. You let it do things. You let it water it. In a way, not too much, just the amount that it needs to live. For example, an orchard of olives. Yeah, you don't need to water at all. What they do water it in the industries because the olives become bigger and there's more oil in them. But you don't have to. That's asur to do on the Shemitah. That's asur to do anyway. It's the Rabbanon asur to do on the Shemitah.
Normally, you would have an. Normally, assuming we aren't totally screwing up things and having a drought because of that, you would have enough rain to keep the plants alive.
Yeah, no, but not every small. Sometimes the tree is young; it needs your taking care of it. Sometimes if you don't, it will die.
Right, then you drip.
A few months old.
Drip irrigation.
Okay, or a lot of times vegetables they do need watering. In the summer, vegetables need watering. You can't leave them like that. They don't grow. If you don't. They're not near a water source. They won't grow. Especially if you live up in the mountain or in a place or in the desert, you have to water. The things grow in the desert.
Right.
Now they're growing, I bought all kinds of greens. They were growing near Yamelach, in the desert. And it grows with less bugs because it's very hot.
In the greenhouse?
Yeah, in the greenhouse.
What was it?
Because of green leaves, basil, all kinds of things.
This is something new?
It's pretty new, yeah. Really? I saw in the shuk. They had a lot of very, very fine basil. I never saw such nice basil.
Oh.
Where?
They had in the shuk that they were selling it.
But other condiments also.
What?
Not only basil.
This company had basil and they had rosemary.
That's the only thing with basil, right?
Odd things. I think.
Do they claim it to be organic?
It says there, it didn't have the symbol organic, it says it's grown according to organic rules or something. It doesn't say that was organic. They didn't get the certificate, I guess they used certain things.
But they may not need it.
I don't check that so well. I'll try it.
Main concern is bugs.
Yeah, they like that, I don't want to eat bugs.
Was that extra or no?
You had a good extra. I was glad to give it extra. Okay. So as soon as the beret akaga bishbila shbirat apelot, you cannot fertilize the ground in order to make the fruit become better. But if you have a tree which is a mefunak tree, he's a spoiled tree, he's used to have it being fertilized, and if you don't fertilize him, he gives a lot less fruit. Right? So then you let it fertilize. Even if it's not a big loss, a small loss, because it's the rabbana. You're not making the fruit better, just making it bring the fruit that you let it do.
Allow it to survive.
Exactly.
That it's useful to survive.
Hashka, watering. It's very interesting, huh? This is each one in his own garden, this thing I'm talking about here. Hashka, watering. Kol sadeh shemachmat tchunot hakarka v'machmat tzuga tzvachit shechah hashka tefzer sadeh o shemut ha'etz tala hashkato. Every plant that either is because the climate, because of the ground, because of the type of plant. If you don't
podcasting.
Water it, if you don't water it, it will die. You let it water it in Shemitah. You don't have to wait till it's dead, yeah? You water it regularly, normally. Once a week, you water it. But trees that you don't have to water during the year, you don't have to water them in Shemitah either. It's a suit to water them in Shemitah. Yeah, but even when you're allowed to do it, you just do it the amount that you need to do. You don't do more than is needed. Only the amount that is needed to be done.
What did you say about pesticides?
None.
No?
No.
We'll see in a second. He says here, he said this already, that again, If it's a place where there'll be so much bugs there,
mm-hmm,
that the plant will die, right? Or if there's worms, a lot of worms, and the plant is going to be very weak because of it, then you let it
spray.
But if no, stop. You want to spray for the health of the plant, no? So.
But it's got to be insects that damage, not just insects that rest on the plant.
Right. Most of the time, they don't damage.
Houseflies, you can't spray for houseflies.
Why not?
Because they're not destructive. Are they?
Yeah, though we're talking about spraying the plant. A plant and shmita.
Yeah. But if you have no other infestation, you only have fruit flies, then you're not allowed to spray.
Bug zapper. Same thing with pesticides. There are organic methods to kill the insects by using predator insects.
Right.
The predator insects eat the other insects, like the aphids.
You're allowed to do on the Shemitah, you have a tree, yeah? You want to, there's certain trees, that the way you water them, is you make like a cake around them, and then you fill it up with water, and it slowly gets soaked in. You let it make those cakes on the Shemitah year. It's called Ugot, we call it Uga. Why is Uga called the Uga? No, you know the Gemara? Why is it called the Uga? Because it's round. Igul. That's what it's called, Uga. A cake which is a square. I don't know if you call it cake anymore. Only if it's round, we call it cake.
Oh.
Yeah.
Except this.
So, according to the Gemara, Uga, because it's round.
Hopefully can be around also.
Yeah.
Because
you water
indirectly, not directly.
Huh?
You
water
it indirectly, not directly.
Very good.
So what process do you make on these things? Why do you have to make this circle then?
No, there's certain plants. That's how you, like by vines. Vineyards. Vines? How is it?
Vines.
That's how you water them. That's the way you water. So you let them make those kind of things. So
it's all about square cake, what's that?
Oh, for example, if you have a ta'ala. Ta'ala? You let them make a ta'ala, you have
ditch.
Yeah, you're making the water it used to be, if you go to the Satap near Mevaseret, they show you how they used to water it. They have, from the top, there's a mayan coming out, there's a stream of water coming out of the mountain, and they plug it. It's closed. Plug it, they...
Yeah.
Right.
Then, when they want to water it, they open it. The water continues to go down. And now they make, in the entrance of the field,
a ditch
all around the field. And that's
but the
how
water is
watered.
Flowing slowly, they're not going to be able to plug it otherwise.
Yeah.
Can't be a torrent.
No.
Small.
So you're allowed to make those tunnels on Shemitah, you're also.
See more stuff.
Yeah, there'll be more stuff about it. Soon, now we're going to make a dilemma discussion. That's that. Let's finish Tainis this week. Shabbos. Megillah's on Sunday. Megillah's on Sunday, Ezra, you better get up. Megillah was saying on Sunday. Top. Dilul Baperot. Dilul is the, if you have too much fruit growing in one place, it's not good. Because the other fruit will be not grow so well. Fruit, if it's too much on one branch, not so good. So what they do a lot of times, you take off part of the fruit. Asur to do that on Shemitah. Bechlal.
Then they cut off a branch.
Asur to do that on Shemitah. Yeah. How could you take off still, if you really need to because it's destroying the tree? If you do it, a goy should do it. You should do it by spraying the plant, spraying the fruit, and then they fall off. Spray. A certain chemical they spray on the fruit, and they fall off.
So they probably do it above the fruit, so it must dry in order to fall off. They're not going to spray the fruit itself. They would spray where it's attached to the plant. It probably dries.
Yeah.
Check Google. I think it's something different. I'm not sure.
So, now, this is what we talked about. Zliya, which is plant sowing. Now we're talking about planting, okay? The machlok is about planting. Planting, taking a plant, which is already a plant, and then taking that and putting it in the ground. The machlok is the rabbanon d'oraisa. Anyway, today everything is the rabbanon. You can't plant. Planting is by trees also, yeah? Sowing is by vegetables more and stuff like that. Planting is more by trees. It's used more by trees. So you're not allowed to take... It's a fruit tree or not a fruit tree. No mashana, you can't plant it, even if it's not a fruit tree. Can't plant. We said it takes 2 weeks for something to grab into the ground. Remember, to be 2 weeks to be rooted into the ground. Rooted, yeah. You can't plant on the last week of the Shemitah year in order for it to be, even though it's going to be rooted only in after the Shemitah year. You still can't plant on the Shemitah year. Okay. Even taking a plant with all the soil around it has enough soil to go. Taking the whole plant and putting it on the ground, is asur on the Shemitah year. Asur. Yeah, also even if it's a tree or if it's a plant, if it's a vegetable plant, no mashane, you can't take it like they sell these little plants in little cups, right? In little cups. You can't take it out down the Shemitah year and put it in the ground. Asur to do that. Okay? And even if someone has hefel mechila, which you'll learn about this, since it's safek d'oraita, he can do it only by a goy. A goy could do it for him, but a Jew definitely can't do it. Only because
they have mechila. They can only plant it; they can't prune it.
No. So, and if someone did uproot, you didn't know that, so you should uproot it. You can remove plants from one place to the other because that's for planting.
What about if you have a potted plant that's separated from the ground because it has a dish? The pot's broken. Can you take that plant and put it into a new plant, new pot?
Pot, yes. Into a pot, yes. Not into a plant. Not into the ground.
Now, if you're repotting it, you're putting in additional soil.
Not necessarily.
No?
What about, just the land is not working.